From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Today's program is the second of two shows during which we'll hear recorded testimony from the April 29th public meeting in Mount Pleasant on the topic of the Marvin Nichols Reservoir. The meeting was hosted by the Texas Water Development Board as part of their public process around the proposal. The reservoir, if built, would flood 72,000 acres along the Sulphur River north of Mount Pleasant. Today we'll hear from two proponents of the project. The first is the mayor of Mount Pleasant, Paul Merriweather.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Paul Merriweather, Mayor of the City of Mount Pleasant. On behalf of the city, I wish to welcome you here today, and we are pleased and honored that you're having this meeting here in our local city. As Mayor of Mount Pleasant, I can attest that our city has experienced a growing need for water over the past 60 years. We have partnered with others who have needed water for industrial or municipal use, and we expect in the future our city will need to do so again. I am sure this will also be true for other municipalities across Northeast Texas. Partnering to share water is part of Texas's water future. From this past experience of water sharing, we believe that Marvin Nichols Reservoir should continue to be an important part of Texas's water planning process going forward. Cities and towns, agriculture and industry all across Northeast Texas will benefit if Marvin Nichols Reservoir is built, but only for the right reasons and only at the right time. Conservation and water reuse are important parts of Texas's water planning. We support these and all other viable options. The day will come when having Marvin Nichols Reservoir in the Texas Water Plan will make sense because this water will be needed across Northeast Texas. I urge the Texas Water Development Board to keep Marvin Nichols in the Texas Water Plan. Mount Pleasant is a city of 16,000 people. We are the county seat of Titus County with a population of 32,000. This is a city and county that has grown by knowing the value of water. We have worked hard to make sure we have enough water now and in the future. But well out on the horizon, sometimes in the next 50 years, we know, as our fellow cities around us know, that most Texas cities will yet again need additional water for our homes, businesses, and industries. The wise decision for all of Texas' cities, small and large alike, is to have sites like Marvin Nichols Reservoir in the Texas Water Plan. I again urge the Texas Water Development Board to keep Marvin Nichols in the state plan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And then we'll have Mayor Sears of Mount Vernon. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to come to speak today. I am Margaret Sears. I am the mayor of the city of Mount Vernon. By unanimous vote, I have the support of all council members who allow me to speak today. At this time, there are uncertainties in the future as it relates to drought conditions and population growth. Texas is growing at a rate of over 1,200 people per day. In my city of Mount Vernon, we are actively seeking industry that would locate in our city and our county. We have committed financially and human resources to achieve that purpose. We have hired consultants and made recruitment trips to Atlanta, Georgia, and other cities that host trade shows to get the people to come to our city. Population and growth is moving toward the city of Mount Vernon. Therefore, I would like for all options and all strategies to remain in the planning stage for water development. It is important that nothing be deleted from consideration of this process. It will result in a final selection that is the right decision for our future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Margaret Sears, the mayor of Mount Vernon, speaking in favor of the Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal at the public meeting on the topic in Mount Pleasant on April 29th. The Texas Water Development Board, which hosted that meeting as part of their public process, has now closed the public commentary period on the topic. The Water Development Board is expected to issue a final recommendation on the proposal soon. However, there is no timeline for the publication of that recommendation. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.